Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes along this wonderful journey. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and start your day. And each month, there will be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then you'll have the opportunity to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this month's focus is crystal clear meditation. And I'd like you to begin by making sure that you are sitting with your back straight, feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep and connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale nice, easily, slowly. And again, take a nice deep breath. Just let all the air come up through your spine to the top of your head, filling up your lungs and your abdomen. And exhale. Very good. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the earth, and all the way to the center or core of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded into the core. And you are one with this tree trunk, solidly connected at the top as you sit upon it. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. And it is an electromagnetic energy field that is the sum of your mind and your heart with images, thoughts, feelings from past, present, and going into the future. It also has color vibrations, each representing something different that's specific to you. But for right now, I want you to envision that your aura bubble is 18 inches from your body. From your head, your feet, in front of you, and back, all around you. And that it has an eggshell stiffness to the edge, and the edge of your aura bubble is a beautiful pearlescent golden light. That's a beautiful white golden light. Now, about 3 feet out in front of you, imagine there is a giant flaming wall, a fire burning from the ground up, violet in color vibration. This is the purifying flames for all the energy that you're ready to release that no longer serve you. These flames purify that energy and allow them to go back to their original source in a purified way. And now we're going to clear the chakras And I want you to just continue to breathe nice, easily, and deeply as we clear all of the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along your spine. They are all energy centers that help to balance and regulate your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies on every level. And each chakra assists you in a different way. And each chakra also, over the years since your birth, have collected energy that you may not need anymore, that may not be serving you anymore. And now you have an opportunity to let go of it. You have an opportunity to let go of any energy that people may have dumped in your space, any anger or frustration they may have had that you picked up, maybe some trauma or drama, fear that you may have picked up. Whatever it is, now is the time to release it from the chakras. So breathing deeply, I want you to inhale and then exhale, clearing your first, second, and third chakras. Your first chakra is located at the base of your spine. The second chakra is located 2 inches below the belly button, also on the spine. The third chakra is located on the spine behind your stomach. And inhale again all the way up to the top of your head, and then exhale out through each of those chakras all at the same time, and continuing to breathe as you release energy that would keep you in survival instead of thriving, any energy around your health, your finances, your job, your career, your home, whatever it might be that is blocking you from living the way you choose to live and being 100% the optimal being that you are. Just let it go. Anything that would interfere with that, as you continue to inhale and exhale out through the chakras, continue to clear the energy from these chakras that deal with fear and all the feelings associated with fear. Depression, anger, grief, guilt, whatever it is, jealousy, apathy, lethargy, overwhelm, just let it all go. Let go of any sexual energy, whether it's been a trauma from your past or whether it's with a loving partner. You just don't need your partner's energy in your own specific space designed just for your full energy. And as you continue to clear out the first, second, and third chakras, also let go of those energies that would keep you from being in a place of full power. That doesn't mean forcing yourself or forcing things to happen. It means in the full power and essence of you as a spiritual being. So let go of any habits, any addictions, anyone trying to control you, or you trying to control everything outside of yourself. For your power is about you having control over your mind, having control over your feelings, your thoughts. You have control only over you, not to the extent where you're stuffing anything, but just where you are in your power and you're clear about how you choose to utilize your power for your best and highest good. And as you continue to breathe, you can still clear out those chakras, but we're now going to add the 4th and 5th chakras as well. Nice, deep, easy breaths. And as you exhale, release the energy from the 4th chakra behind your heart and the fifth chakra at the base of your throat. Know that the violet flame is receiving these energies, gently even pulling them from your space as you bring them to the surface so that it may purify it. And begin clearing energy as well that would keep you from loving yourself and loving others unconditionally. Any lack of self-worth or having no self-confidence, having any sense of hatred or lack of well-being for others, having any kind of negative self-talk around not being good enough, or that was stupid what I did, or any of that, let it all go. Let go of any non-compassion. And also begin to release from these chakras any energy that would keep you from communicating fully, clearly, succinctly. Let go of anything where you felt that you said too much or not enough. Perhaps you don't speak up for yourself fully. Perhaps you, again, maybe say too much that's not needed. Let go of any energy where you feel as if you are not fully expressing yourself as that divine spiritual being that you are. If you believe that you're not creative, let go of those belief systems, whoever said that to you or made you think that way or feel that way. Honor and embrace the creative, natural being that you are. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. Releasing and letting go of all these energies from your chakras. You don't have to know specifically what they are. You don't have to see them or hear them or know them. As a spiritual divine being, you know what you're ready to release at this moment in time. Give yourself the opportunity to simply let it go. And let's include the sixth and seventh chakras now as well. The sixth chakra is in the center of your head, where your third eye is. The seventh chakra is at the top of your head, the crowning area. And as you continue to inhale and then exhale out through the sixth and seventh chakras, release any energy where you may have judgment about yourself, about others, about life, about certain conditions. All energy is perfect the way it is. All energy has its own purpose. All forms of energy are here to show us, to teach us, and to provide what it is that we desire. So any judgment that you have, any criticism that you have, now is the time to let that go. And as well, let go of any energy that would keep you from knowing, truly being in a place of knowing and having the awareness of who you are, why you are here, what you desire, what you choose to experience. Let go of thinking, fooling yourself, believing in the lies that you are someone who does not have great knowledge. You have the access to all the knowledge, all that there is in this universe, throughout every dimension. And when you choose to acknowledge that, to stand in your full power, you will know all that you need to know in every given moment in time. So let go of the analyzing, the intellectualizing, the rationalizing, the uncertainty, the doubt. Simply say goodbye to those energies so that you may be an open vessel to simply knowing, to seeing, to expressing and creating, to loving unconditionally, to standing in your power, to feel the higher vibrations of peace, love, and joy, and to move into a place of thriving in your life in all ways. And as you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly, I'd like for you to put your focus now simply on the violet flame. And as I speak, keep your focus on the violet flame. And whether you see it, feel it, know it, hear it, sense it, I want you to allow the awareness of a crystal to begin forming within the violet flame. Watch and listen as the crystal becomes more and more of a three-dimensional figure. Crystal healing is a beautiful way to clear energy from each of your four bodies. So starting at the core, where energy originates from within, it allows you to clear the experiences you've encountered, the experiences you desire that are yet to come. Crystal healing will take away what holds you back, what stands in your way, and what is no longer for your best or highest good. So now as you see this crystal figure and it becomes more and more three-dimensional-like, notice that its color is a pale blue golden vibration. Very soft, pale blue golden vibration. And the crystal becomes more and more vibrant as it glows and shines like a huge blue diamond welcoming you to it. Notice as the crystal moves out of the violet flame and comes closer and closer to you. In fact, this crystal diamond comes only about 1 foot away from you. And settled right before you, your emotional body, allow your emotional body and intend, this is what's happening, to step into the pale blue crystal, your emotional body, the first body that you're going to clear. And once inside, experience all of the lower vibrational feelings being drawn right out of you. Experience no anger, no fear. no jealousy, no grief, no depression, no apathy, no frustration, no stress, no anxiety, no sadness, not anything that keeps you from honoring the full extent of your true, courageous, brave, fearless, bold self. So just allow that pale blue crystal to simply clear the energy from your emotional body. And continue to breathe, to release and let go. You don't have to try hard to make it happen or anything like that. Just simply allow and let it happen as it is. The crystal simply lifts and moves away from your emotional body these heavy burden of feelings. Know this crystal continues to cleanse your emotional body as the giant pale blue golden crystal is swept gently to the left. Your emotional body still inside of it, it just moves to the left as that crystal continues to clear it. And now see another crystal figure in the violet flame. It becomes more three-dimensional like as well. And notice that its color vibration is a pale purple golden vibration. Pale purple golden vibration. And just as the other one did, it becomes more and more vibrant as it glows and shines like a huge purple diamond, welcoming you to it. Notice as the crystal moves out of the violet flame and comes closer to you. About 1 foot in front of you. And settled before you, this giant crystal, see your mental body. Allow and intend your mental body to step into this pale purple crystal. And once inside, experience all of the lower vibrational thoughts being drawn right out of your mind. That includes troubling memories and veiled falsehoods that are appearing to be truth. Let the crystal ensure there are no doubts, no uncertainty, no worry, no confusion, no dullness, no intellectualizing, no rationalizing, no analyzing, no wandering or meandering thoughts, no back and forth, wishy-washy, diddling thoughts, no belief systems that don't serve you anymore, or that keep you from standing in your full awareness of spirit self, so that you know your character, so that you're able to have clarity of your desires, and know how you are to go forward. So continue to breathe, to release and let go. Again, there's no efforting to make this happen. The crystal simply lifts and moves away from your mental body the thickness of a plethora of random thoughts, keeping you from pure, decisive, clear, guided ideas, thoughts, and creative intent. And know this crystal continues to cleanse your mental body as the giant pale purple crystal is also swept to the left, where it stands next to the pale blue golden crystal housing your emotional body. So now these two crystals standing side by side to your left continue to clear your mental and your emotional bodies. Just keep breathing easily and see another crystal figure in the violet flame. And it becomes also three-dimensional. And notice that the color of this crystal is a pale green golden vibration. Pale green golden vibration. And like the others, it becomes more and more vibrant as it glows and shines like a huge green diamond, welcoming you to it. Watch as the crystal moves out of the violet flame and comes closer to you. No more than 1 foot from in front of you. And there where this beautiful crystal stands, see your physical body, intend your physical body, the representation of your physical body, to step into the pale green crystal. And once you are inside, experience all of the lower vibrational sensations being drawn right out of your physical body. That includes the aches and pains, tings, pangs, and twitches, throbs, burning, itching, and soreness. Allow the crystal to lift out any muscle spasms, upset stomachs, or pulled ligaments. Allow the crystal to ensure there are no diseases, no ailments, no illnesses, no sickness, no excessive free radicals, no toxins. No degenerative or hereditary conditions. No physical breakdown of any kind that keep you from standing in your total and full, limber, strong, full physical functioning body. And just be aware and know that this pale green golden crystal is clearing your physical body. And continue to breathe, to release. Simply let the crystal do its job by lifting away, by gently pulling away from your physical body the entire litany of physical challenges that you have now, that you may have had in the past, or you could have in the future. Just give it all up to this beautiful giant crystal. And with your physical body in this pale green golden crystal, it is continuing to be cleansed as it too moves to the left next to the mental and emotional crystals. And it's standing next to that pale purple golden crystal, which is right next to the mental. which is standing next to the pale blue golden crystal, which is the emotional bodies. Breathing easily and deeply. And see another crystal figure in the violet flame. Like all the others, it's three-dimensional. And notice that its color is a yellow golden vibration. Becoming more and more vibrant as it glows and shines like a huge yellow gold diamond, welcoming you to it. Notice as the crystal moves out of the violet flame and comes closer to you, also 1 foot in front of you. And as it settled before you, see your spiritual body or your spirit body step into the yellow gold crystal. Intend it, know it is happening. And once inside, experience all of the lower vibrational sensations being drawn right out of your spirit body. And that includes core challenges, any core traumas, any genetic ancestral issues that are carried into the spirit body through the other bodies. Clear any energies that are carried from past life experiences as well that need healing. And continue to breathe nice and easy. Very good. Don't try, don't effort, don't wonder, don't try to figure out what needs to be released, what needs to be let go of from your spirit body. Just know and intend that it is happening at this time. Energy is very intelligent. It is designed to do what you direct it to do. And know that at this time, this crystal is simply lifting and moves away from your spirit body the litany of core experiences, all that they are from before you entered this world to right now that need to be cleared away. This crystal is doing it and handling it. And know that this yellow golden crystal continues to cleanse your spirit body as it's also swept to the left, where it stands next to the pale green golden crystal of your physical body, which stands next to the pale purple golden crystal that holds your mental body, which stands next to the pale blue golden crystal that holds your emotional body, all continuing to be cleansed and purified. And see yet another crystal figure in the violet flame. This is a three-dimensional crystal as well, and it is a pale pink golden vibration. It becomes more and more vibrant as it glows and shines like a huge pale pink golden diamond. It welcomes you as well. And it moves closer to you and out of the violet flame. And with this brilliant, beautiful crystal in front of you, see now your spirit body stepping into the pale pink golden crystal. It moves from the yellow golden crystal into the pale pink crystal. See your physical body moving from the pale green crystal into the pale pink golden crystal. Watch as your mental body from the pale purple golden crystal, see it moving into the pale pink golden crystal. And last, see your emotional body from the pale blue golden crystal. It moves all the way over to the pale pink golden crystal, so that each of the four bodies, your emotional, mental, physical, and spirit bodies, are being completely filled with love, unconditional divine love, as they stand in the pale pink golden crystal. They are being filled up with the entire love of the universe and the full essence of your spirit love. Very nicely, just continue to breathe easily, effortlessly and gently. And imagine all four bodies are moving together inside the crystal. All four bodies are moving together, coming together as one. And now imagine again in the violet flame, one last crystal. This is a huge pearlescent golden crystal. It is the largest yet, also three-dimensional. And a beautiful pearlescent golden diamond-shaped crystal. And in this crystal, imagine your desires from now up to 5 years from now. It doesn't matter how you might envision them or intend them or know what they are. However you choose to see them is great. There is no right or wrong, because this is how you are choosing to create your experiences, to accomplish your desires, and to have your life. If you aren't able to see this clearly, again, intend it, know it, be aware of the big picture, the major goal, And now move your four bodies all together as one into the pearlescent golden crystal where your big picture desire or goal is. Allow the goal to be forged into every body. In other words, this big picture goal is being absorbed and soaked up as now and into the future, into every single body simultaneously. There are no challenges attached to it, no blocks to this goal and desire, no issues to hold you back or keep you from your true desired manifestation. And allow these four bodies with the pearlescent golden crystal to move fully into your physical body. The crystal with each of your four bodies move into the physical body where you are seated in the chair. And this crystal with all of your bodies are being fully integrated into you completely. And now imagine you are surrounded, your entire body, with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Absorb all or as much of it as you possibly can. Huge golden sun. And absorb as much or all of this golden sun as you possibly can with your own pure, highest energy vibration. And I'd like to thank you for being with me this month on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, or Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. There are many courses, online courses, classes, workshops, personal sessions, group sessions, as well as a wealth of information on how you can just continuously develop yourself personally, enlighten yourself spiritually, and live the life that you desire. Go to centeroflightmiracles.org. And until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.